Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, we talked a lot about Representative Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitic tweets and expressed our displeasure. I certainly did at that this was happening. Today begs the question, should she not be on the Foreign Relations Committee because they make decisions about foreign affairs? They also receive classified briefings on foreign policy, including policy with Israel. Mm-hmm. And as she shows, she reveals her true feelings in these tweets, should she be allowed on the committee? I'm going to raise my hand here and go with, that's a big hard pass. Absolutely not. In no way should she be allowed on this committee. We are human beings. We all have biases. We all come to this world and come to our jobs with certain biases. The fact is, if you have a bias against one country, one possible group of people in particular, you don't get to set their policy. You get to do math. You get to go be on a budget committee, or you get to be go on a should we reform campaign finance, or you get to do something else. But you don't get to make policy with such a rampant bias. So for me, I called her office today. I am in her district. I live in that district. I asked the staffer that answered the phone for Ilhan Omar to come on the radio with us. I asked for an apology, and I asked her to step down and resign from the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Look, I think all of us evolve as we learn new things. I think it's okay to change your mind and to evolve and hopefully to become a better person and more informed. Mm-hmm. My immediate thought was the time to do that is before you run for office or before you mm-hmm. become an elected congressperson. Do your homework and have that evolved position. So it's a steep learning curve, and I think she's realizing at this late date that, yeah, she stepped in it, as, mm-hmm. as we mentioned yesterday. So
Steve Scalise makes a great point. He wrote he wrote an article, and he said, you know, when other Republicans and other lawmakers have come out and been not anti-Semitic or hateful or horrible.
Like Stephen King.
There you go.
When he
from
had the
Iowa.
Comments about white nationalism, he was removed.
Removed from all of his committees. Like, right. We're done. If you're going to be a racist, although the people of Iowa knew this for a long time, I guess I wasn't paying attention, so it was revealed to me personally, and the world, I guess, that if you're going to be a rampant racist and xenophobe, you don't get to be on committee. Well, I think you don't get to represent anybody, but you don't get to be on these committees. You don't get to make policy for people that you have hate against, that you hold hate against. That is not okay, and it's also not the American way. So, look, the Republicans came out and said, look, we did this. We pulled Steve King. We're done. You need to do this as
well.
So
there's a precedent.
There's a precedent. The Democrats need to pull her off the Foreign Relations Committee, and I, for one, raise my hand as a person who votes in that district. Done. Done. I'm not saying she needs. I've heard a lot on Facebook and Twitter, people saying she should resign. She should be out of office. Look, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in learning. I believe in education. I also believe that people always reveal themselves eventually. And I am grateful to know who people are when they reveal themselves. And people remember that, hopefully, when they go to the voting booth. But I'm not going to go so far to say she should resign her post as a representative from Minnesota because there are people who voted her in. But, you do not get to be on the Foreign Relations Committee. And I, for one, hope she resigns.
Well, one of her colleagues, also a Democrat, Dean Phillips, was pretty emphatic in coming out with his statement. He talked to her privately before releasing a statement. But he said, I strongly condemn anti-Semitism in all its forms, including comments made by my colleague, that purposefully or not have propagated dangerous and destructive stereotypes of the Jewish people and the state of Israel. As elected leaders, it's our collective responsibility to set standards of respect and elevate understanding between the communities we represent. Dean also went on to say something that resonated with me. It's quite clear that if America hopes to realize the great possibilities of its remarkable mosaic, we all must invest more time talking and less time tweeting. To which I say, amen, brother.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If you don't want to be misconstrued or confused or have to walk it back, just work. Just go there and work. Let your policy speak for you. Then you can tweet out your policy for foreign affairs. You can tweet out what you're doing. Keep us informed that way. But don't just...
Twitter,
maybe you're right.
Twitter is a double-edged sword, and I use it, but I use it sparingly. Mm-hmm. I talk mostly about the weather, which is a little less controversial.
No anti-Semitic comments from
I have
you?
Not,
no racist, no
posted,
blackface?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I'm going to go check.
I don't think so.
Make sure.
Because on the internet, it lives forever. Nothing I wouldn't want my late mother to see. But again, we have this amazing capability. You have a global, instantaneous reach. But sometimes you should just avoid the urge to spread your views on social media. Mm-hmm. The world
That's
may
fair.
Not really want to hear what you have to say.
You know what, sir? That's good advice. Thank you for sharing.
Step away from the Twitter.
That's what happened. Dan just turns off my mic when he's done with me. He's like, okay, you've had enough.
Yeah, like that. Exhibit A. Yeah.
He's got that kind of power. That's why Dan should be on the Foreign Affairs Committee, maybe. It's 3:19. Thank you for letting me rant. Thank you for engaging also on Facebook and Twitter. I do see your comments, and I try to answer them all.
And we did try to have her on the show.
Oh,
right?
Many times. Oh, please.
Yeah.
How many?
So it's not like we haven't reached out to get her side of this and give her a venue to explain this.
Dan Cook has called, even when Susan Blanche was producing the show, Susan has called many times for Ilhan Omar to come on. I saw her at an event, and I introduced myself, and I said, please, we'd like you to come on. I asked her to come on today. I said, I'm a voter in your district. Please come on my show. And I just...
You didn't use the line, hey, don't you know who I am?
No, I did not. I did not.
To which she would answer,
she clearly
no, who are you? What?
Does
Why should I know you? We tried.
What they call a hysterical female.
Yes.
That one.
And I love it. I love it when you get hysterical. I love it when you get passionate. You know, you're not right all the time, but who is? And I admire the fact that you're passionate and you stand up for the things you believe in. And that's all you can ask of anyone these days.
You're a kind man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.